So right now, the commission membership is fixed in statute. Lieutenant Governor appoints 5 senators and 1 public member representing the Senate. And then, of course, the Speaker of the House gets 5 members of the House to appoint with 1 public member. And important to note is that these public members, they act on behalf of the legislature. This is a legislative committee. It's a legislative endeavor. And these public members serve in that capacity. This is the current makeup of our commission. Our chair is Representative John Cire, and our vice chair is Senator Don Buckingham. Looking at the names, you might see that we might have another change coming pending November elections. But for now, this is the current makeup of our commission.
Sunset staff evaluate agencies based on the criteria set out in Chapter 325 of the Government Code, as Stephen mentioned. So criteria include things like looking at agencies' rulemaking, overlap or duplication of functions with other agencies, complaints processes, most recently added to our statute, cybersecurity practices. All of the standards in the Sunset Act relate to the goals of increasing effectiveness, efficiency, fairness, and accountability in state government. And as Stephen said, for most agencies, we also evaluate whether there's a continuing need for the agency at all. But some agencies are not subject to abolishment, so we don't have that same question. The criteria in the Sunset Act are broad, so we tailor our reviews based on the context of the agency itself, things like its history, mission, statutory authority, and its functions. As part of that review, Sunset staff make 2 types of recommendations. Statutory recommendations obviously require legislative change, and management actions can be achieved within the agency's existing authority, and those take effect when the commission votes on them. So the Sunset Commission votes on staff recommendations. They can approve, reject, or modify them, or propose new recommendations altogether. Stakeholder input is a key cornerstone of the Sunset process. It helps staff get different perspectives on how agencies fulfill their mission. So for each review, we conduct surveys, we meet with stakeholders, we review written input that we receive. And before we publish our report, all of that input is confidential. We don't disclose who we meet with to the agency or in our report, and we don't directly attribute quotes to the groups that we met with, but we absolutely do use that input in our reports to guide the types of recommendations we may make. And after we publish the report, it becomes a very public process with our stakeholders. So any written input we receive, for example, goes on our website and is sent to our commission members. This next slide shows all of the agencies up for review in this cycle. So we have 20 entities under review this biennium. And on the left side, you'll see 13 reviews, which are complete. So we'll spend the rest of the presentation discussing the key staff recommendations for those reviews. The 7 agencies listed on the right are still in progress, so we won't talk about those today. You'll see the expected publication date is listed with each of those agencies, and if you're interested in learning more, our website has the self-evaluation reports that those agencies have submitted and the contact information for the project managers. So I'll turn it back over to Stephen now to talk through some of the completed reviews.
All right, I'll go ahead and begin by stating that all of these decisions are all these recommendations you're gonna see are recommendations of staff. And that is because the Sunset Commission, because of the COVID concerns, has been unable to meet. And there have been no decisions made by the commission on any of these agencies. So all that you're going to be hearing from us about is on the Sunset staff recommendations. These will, when our commission is eventually able to meet, this is what they're going to take up and discuss. So this is a starting point for the conversation. And the first starting point is actually probably the biggest conversation that's going to be had during Sunset. It's the Department of Licensing and Regulation. Most of us who practice in this area are very familiar with TDLR, has hundreds of thousands of licensees. It is a massive organization as far as the scope of things that it oversees. The review focused on all things transferred before September 1st, 2016. And that date is very particular because After that date is the transfer of the Department of State Health Services programs from DSHS to TDLR, and they're still being absorbed as are other programs, including the fuel pump regulation that was transferred from TDA to TDLR. So all of those things will happen next biennium, and Sunset will come back and do another review.